My name is Jeff Wood. For those of you that don't know me, I'll be one of the pastors at Hometown, along with Julie Hack, who you're going to hear from in just a couple minutes. What we want to do tonight is just kind of give you an overview about why we're starting a church, why we're doing it in Verona, and what it's going to kind of be like, and answer any questions that you might have. For questions, we'd really like it if you could keep your mics muted during this tonight, but then put a question in the chat box if you have one. Ryan Hack is watching that chat box, and he'll either respond there or let Julie and I know that we need to talk about it. So Ryan's all over the chat box tonight, so feel free to flood him with your questions if you have them. So that's how we're going to kind of go. I'm going to start off with just a quick word of prayer, and then I'm going to let Julie introduce herself and kind of get us going tonight. So God, we just thank you so much for tonight. God, we thank you for what you've already started doing with Hometown. And God, I thank you for all these people that are joining us tonight, that you've put it on their hearts to be with us and at least hear what, God, what you have going and what you want to do in Verona. So God, we pray that you just be with us tonight, that we just have a great time talking about vision and talking about the plans that you have, God. In your name, amen. So Julie, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and get us started here.
Okay. Okay, so a lot of you guys know us already, but we'll just tell you right now that so Jeff and I are going to pastor the church, Hometown Community Church, and this is all of Hometown right now is our families. So Stacy and Ryan are there, and basically we are really experienced working together. We actually started with Steve at the Journey 15 years ago. That's Steve. Wave, Steve. I see you over there. And so we're so excited because we know that God has called us to work together. So right now, that's the leadership team, the four of us, and we're hoping to find some new people. Right now, we're in training and we're learning a lot about ourselves. We have an advisory team, a planter team. We have mentors helping us. And we're so excited because God is really, it's been confirmed over and over and over that this is something that Jeff and I are supposed to co-lead together. So we're looking forward to that a lot. And just sharing our gifts and our passion for Verona. So Ryan and I live in Verona, and then the Woods live close, they're 5 minutes away. And so we just really want to make sure that we are focused on this community. So then I want to talk about why we're planting the church and just a little bit about our planting stories. So what happened with Jeff and I is that we had been working at the Journey for 15 years. And then this year we both had our own experience with God just telling us that it was time to shut that door and to move on. And so randomly ended up that we both left we stepped down on June 28th, and then I got to take a sabbatical. And during the sabbatical, God clearly said, I have something big for you. And he finally revealed that it was about church planting. And so I knew I couldn't do it without Jeff. We just work really well together, and we have roots here in Verona, so it just made sense to stay here where our kids have grown up, where we've spent the last 15 years. And we just really have a passion for the people here in the community. So God has been confirming that in us, right, Jeff?
Yeah, and I mean, just kind of echoing what Julie said, we really don't see it as an accident that Julie and I have been working together in ministry for 15 years, and we've seen a lot of people we've worked with come and go, we've seen leaders come and go, but Julie and I have kind of been there together through a lot of different stuff. And it all kind of feels like it's coming to a head now, and it was a lot of prep for what we're doing right now, and that is to plant Hometown. My story kind of goes, I was in my final year of seminary. I just finished up seminary this past year. And similar to Julie, God kind of said, you're done at the Journey. You're done leading worship. I've been doing that for a long time. And as I was praying about what was next, all I kept getting was just this vision of a church culture and a style of ministry. And it was centered totally on Christ. It was based on relationships, community driven, and this big spiritual growth focus. I talk with so many people that are like, man, I know God, but I want to go deeper and I want to be able to grow in that. So all these things were kind of coming to a head, and I felt like, man, that sounds awesome. Like, I totally want to find that church and work there. And God's kind of like, you're close. Like, you're going to find it, but you're going to start it. And I was kind of really intimidated by that because I never thought church planting was what I was going to do. But it was just confirmed over and over again that that's what I was supposed to do. And I, similar to Julie's story, I said it to Stacy. I was like, I got to do it with Julie. Like, we have this, we're so different, but that's why we work so well together. Like, personality wise, Julie and I couldn't be much more different, but we share the same heart and the same passion for this style of ministry. And that's really what leads us into why Hometown exists. Why start this? You can see this slide that just, it's our mission statement. And we put it as simply in saying, at Hometown, we exist to connect people with God, with each other, and with the community. Connection is so, so important to us. We want to connect with God individually, personal devotional time in worship. We want to connect with each other. I think if a lot of us have learned through this pandemic, we need each other. I think many people are probably done with meetings like this. We'd love to have these in person. We're not quite there yet. So to connect with each other and then with the community. And the community one's always interesting because I think it's one of those that's easy to say, yeah, we want to be a part of our community. But what does that mean? Well, I kind of see it in two ways. And we absolutely want to serve the community of Verona. We want to meet the needs that are there. And we actually have our first opportunity coming up already the end of April. We're going to run a food drive for an organization called the Badger Prairie Needs Network. And basically what they are is they provide meals and food to people in need. And since the pandemic started, they've actually expanded. They cover all of Dane County. So as you can imagine, the need that they have to give has grown. So they need more donations. So I've been in contact with their pantry coordinator in the last few weeks. More information to come, but we're already going to be able to start connecting with the Verona community in that way. And then the second way is just being there, being a part of it. In our training, Julie said, we've started our church plant training. And Alan Hirsch was one of our speakers. And he's a guy that said, you know, Jesus, when he came, was in proximity to other people. He went where the people were. He's like, he would have been the guy hanging out at the restaurant and the pubs and the parks and where all the people were. So that's kind of our heart. You know, we want to go and be out there. We're going to hang out at the coffee shops in Verona. Some of us are talking about joining a bowling league with a team. We're going to bowl in Verona. So we just want to be active in Verona and just be a part of it. The people don't always need to come to us. We need to go to where they are in Verona. And the cool thing is Verona's got great stuff that we can do there. So that's the big piece of why Hometown is really coming to exist. And with that, we've already had some people ask a few questions prior to tonight that I wanted to address as part of this right away, because they're total normal questions. And it's kind of a what to expect. So when are we launching in-person services? What are they going to look like? Is there a virtual option? So let me tell you what we do know at this point. The target to launch in-person services would be late summer, early fall of this year. Some of that's contingent on a few things. One being some denominational approvals. Foursquare, Julie's going to talk about that a little bit. They need to approve us to officially launch. But then also COVID. We do want to be very sensitive and honest with it being safe, it being in concordance with what the local guidelines are and everything like that. So late summer, early fall is the plan. Absolutely, we want to have in-person services on Sunday mornings. We've been hosting these virtual worship nights on Saturday nights once a month. Those have been a lot of fun to be able to do. When the weekly services start, the plan is to do them in person on Sunday mornings. We don't have a location set yet. We do know it will be in Verona, and we really are aiming to have a 24/7 space just to really put ourselves in the community. But again, that's not locked in where that's going to be yet. But Sunday mornings, there will be a virtual option. Exactly what that looks like, don't actually know yet, but there will be something virtual. We've already had people connect with us through the worship nights and our small groups that have done it virtually that don't live in the Verona area. We want to make sure they're still able to stay connected. And if anybody comes and goes, we want them to still be able to connect with Hometown. So there'll be a virtual option for that. Also, as we come out of the pandemic, we know there'll be different levels of comfort with being around a lot of people in bigger group gatherings. So we want to have that virtual option available for people. So exactly what it looks like, we're not sure. It will be an in-person service and there will be a virtual option on that Sunday morning. Okay, so that's kind of the why Hometown exists and what you might expect from it. And I want to send it back to Julie to give you a little bit more about what we believe and what our values are. So Julie, you can go ahead with that.
So a lot of you guys may know us, but we've been spending a lot of time figuring out what we want Hometown to look like, what we want our community to be like. So we've prayed a lot, we've spent a lot of time, the four of us, really digging deep into what our beliefs are and what our values are, and the vision that we have for our church. So what we didn't want to do, especially if you visit our website, is bog everybody down with a million different things that we believe Foursquare has a statement of faith. We're a Foursquare denomination. It's a great organization that we are a part of, but they have their own statement of faith that we believe. So on our website, you can find a link to that and read pages and pages of what we believe. But we decided that we really wanted to narrow it down to the foundation. And so our belief, our main belief, is that we believe that Jesus, the Son of the living God, came to earth, died for the sins of the world, and rose again. And so we're happy to talk all about that. And one of the things we really want to stand on is this quote that we love that says, in essentials, unity, in others, liberty, and in all things, charity. So what that means is we have essential beliefs that we're not willing to compromise on, but there is so much in the world right now and people just need a lot of love. And so we would really love to be in more relationship and discussion about those things instead of, and we know what our essentials are. So we want you to know that as well, that it starts with Jesus. So then we have values that we've chosen and prayed over as well. And of course they start with Jesus because none of this exists without him and it's our whole lives. So our first value is Jesus Christ. So we value Jesus Christ, the life he lived, the sacrifice he made, and the living hope he is to us today. At Hometown, we strive to emulate him, love him, and share him with others. So everything stems from that. Jeff and I are committed to spending lots of time with Jesus, to be a Bible teaching church, and to speak truth in Jesus' name. The second value that we find, it's right up there. If there's an order, this is number two for sure, and that is joy. We value the complete joy that we find in Christ. At Hometown, we strive to choose joy in all circumstances and help others do the same. So we're not saying that we're a fake happy church smiling all the time. We're going to walk with people through their pain, but we want to make sure that we are striving to find the complete joy that we know comes from God. The third one is so big it gets its own slide and its connection. This is huge at Hometown. We value connection with God, with each other, and with our community. At Hometown, we strive to develop and strengthen three connections. These connections by having personal time with God, being together as a church family, and meeting the needs of the people in our community. And we chose the word connection because it encompasses so much. It talks in the word connection, we are talking about relationship, discipleship, intimacy with God, connection with the Lord, and how do we get there and how do we make that unique and really a blessing to our community. And then the fourth one is spiritual growth. So we value spiritual growth. We value growth, period. At Hometown, we strive to become a community that is growing spiritually by studying the Bible individually and together, allowing the word to challenge us and change us. So what we're really looking for at Hometown is just a sense that we are being transformed, that we are people who want to be closer to Jesus, who want to be closer to each other, and who want authentic relationships. With each other and with the Lord. So that leads us to authenticity. We value authenticity. At Hometown, nobody's perfect. We strive to be real, to love unconditionally, and to meet people where they are. So you will not get fake pastors. You will not get stories that we make up. You will get the real us. We will be open. Our doors will be open. And we want people to come in and be loved where they are. But also we're looking for them to find God and find change and to find love. So we're going to be open with everything, our lives and our finances. And so that's the next step. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, the finances, the part everybody loves to talk about. But Julie's right. Going along with authenticity is just being open about the finance and the fact that there are needs. And to get started, we do have a number of needs, and one of them is obviously financial. I think we can all imagine a business starting from the ground up, and it takes money to start, and there's monthly budgets, and there's startup costs and everything. So we kind of want to go over just a little bit of what we have right now for that. These are projections that we've put together. They will probably change, and we have some lists on here of what they encompass. That's not totally exhaustive. There's other things that will be involved, but we want to give you a sense of just where we're at with some of our numbers. So the monthly projection, it's about $9,000. That will include things like rent and insurance, salaries, admin and office needs, mission giving, tithing back to Foursquare, the denomination, any other monthly fees that we have. So that's kind of where we're at. The big question mark on this one is going to be the rent piece. We're trying to get in touch with a commercial real estate agent in Verona to kind of help us out with locating a space and also then getting a better idea of the cost to make this number a little more accurate. But that's where we're kind of at right now with the monthly. Then we're looking at this one we call launch purchase projection. This is what would probably be some one-time just startup things we need to purchase. A trailer and storage, again, because we're not sure exactly where we're meeting. We may need a trailer to transport equipment, a storage unit to store things, tables and chairs. I don't think everybody's going to want to stand the entire time they're at a hometown service, so we'll try to get you somewhere to sit when you come. Nursery supplies, children's ministry supplies, all of that stuff getting started up. We're starting from the ground up. So all of those things to purchase. And when I go over these numbers, I do want to be clear. We're basing this off of new, buying new. We will absolutely look at used equipment and donations and everything like that. But we did decide to aim these numbers on new, pray in faith that we can get to them, but then also be willing to make adjustments to any of these numbers that we need to. Then the final projection number I have here, the median tech one, right about $13,000. This is, think of walking into that church building you go to and you hear all the music, you see everything on the screen, all of that. This is kind of that one, to buy all the stuff to make that work. Speakers, mics, cables, software, a live stream package to be able to make that virtual option. Thankfully, I was a part of buying a bunch of this new gear just a few years ago. So I've recently done some of it, kind of how to package some things together and where we can look. And again, this is another one we can look at used equipment and donations, but this would be based on some new equipment that I know would do us very well. But again, this is another one that's fairly flexible. And just so you're aware also, we have started raising the money. We give, the Hacks Give. I know there are a number of you on this call that have given one time and have give recurringly. From the bottom of both Julie and my heart, thank you so much for that already, for being generous and coming alongside us already and supporting that. It means honestly the world to us that you're already doing that. And of course, there is still more of a need. So we'd ask all of you to consider in prayer if financially is a way you can also partner with us. So that's kind of where some of the numbers are at. So Julie, if somebody right now is thinking, hey, this sounds pretty good, or I like it, what might I be able to do next?
Well, here are a few things that you can do to help. Sometimes people ask us, how can we help? And here you go, these are the ways. So you can give one time, like those numbers are pretty large, but again, it's like starting a business from the beginning. We have nothing. So, and I would prefer not to have all the stuff in our garage, but we'll take it if we need to. So if you can give one time, that's awesome. If you can give regularly, that's also awesome. And those of you that are already doing that, we are honored and stunned. And God is confirming every day that this is what we're supposed to be doing. So then there's other things you can do that would really help us out, which is basically just be on social media with us. We want to exist even though we don't have a brick and mortar building. So you can follow our posts, like our posts, engage. We have a lot of fun little debates that you can get in on. Today, the question was, what is the best Zoom background? And I see a ton of different ones right there. So just engage, just show us that you're there being together with us and supporting us, because we definitely need not only financial support and prayer support, but emotional support, just to know that we have people on our side. And also, obviously, we would love your prayers. Prayers, 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 pray, pray, pray. We cannot do this without prayer. We want to build this church on prayer. And to know that there are people all over the country and the world praying for us, God has got some awesome things, and you would be a part of those things just by praying. So that's what you can do to help, and here's how you can do it. Here's some next steps. If you're like, oh gosh, I just really wanna give. We are working with Tithely. It's an app and it's so easy. So you can start giving with Tithely right now even, we don't mind. You can attend whatever we're doing. So we actually have small groups that are amazing. We have so many people in our small groups that we're breaking into breakout rooms because we are trying to be a really cool community, and it has been amazing. We also have, like Jeff said, we have virtual services right now. They're usually once a month. This month, we're not doing one in March because we're having our Easter service and a Good Friday service. And then so we'll have another one in April. But we would love for you to join us. And then afterwards, we actually have a little Zoom hangout, and I will tell you right now that Eliana Grace shows up a lot of the time. There she is. And she tells the best stories. And if you miss it, you miss it. I feel bad if you miss it. She's unbelievable. And so we want you to participate in those with us as well. But also then we have, if you're really like, I don't really know what to do next. I feel like they don't exist in real life yet. So what do I do next? You can join us at our next vision night, which is on March 31st. It's a Wednesday night at 6:30. And that's definitely more for, I want to get involved. Tell me more details, things that we've decided during this month. That's a great vision night to show up to. And so that's an open invitation for everyone to really listen to the Lord and see what he's saying to you about hometown. Right, Jeff?
That's right, Julie. If you do, Julie talked a little bit about giving with Tithely. We have a slide here. The Tithely app, available iOS and Android. If you download the app, you can search for Hometown Community Church. You'll find us. You can also do it directly through our website. Our website is hometownverona.com, and there's a giving page right on the top, a link for give. You can go to that, and it'll take you to a form you can give right from there. Also, if you prefer to send a check or a money order, there's our P.O. box address is right here on the slide. It's also available on our website to find the P.O. box. You can send anything in that way. And that would be awesome. Again, we would greatly appreciate any sort of financial support, prayer support, anything you're able to give. And again, we want to say thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. It means a lot that you guys just took the time for another Zoom call. Some of you that are working virtually are stuck on these calls all week long, but to come and join us for another one tonight, is awesome. Ryan, do we have any questions that you would like us to field?
I have not seen any in the chat really. So I think unless people have one now, I think we're good.
Yeah, you guys can, this is your chance to ask any questions, things that we didn't answer for you.
Yeah, Julie and I'll hang around for a while. Any of you at any point, if you need to jump off, can go ahead, but Julie and I can hang on too and answer anything if there's anything else. Always feel free to, our contact information is on this slide. It's also on the website. Let us know at any point, any questions, we'd love to answer those. Email, phone, whatever you wanna do.
Yeah, and then also I wanted to just remember too that we do have a weekly newsletter. And so a lot of this information you can find when we post those, they come out on Thursdays, and we always have cute pictures of the kids and stories about what we're actually learning in our training, what we're actually doing each week, what questions we're trying to answer. So that's a great way to just keep up with us. So you can let us know, just email us or put in the chat that you want to be on that if you're not. But we want to stay connected. The whole goal of this is to be connected. And then when we launch, to just be familiar with each other already, because we'll have been a community this whole time.
Yep, I was gonna say, if you do wanna be on the newsletter, just email Julie, because then Julie will add you to it, and we'll get you out on this week's, or next, this coming week's.
Yep.
We know this was a short night, but we definitely wanted you to all hear our heart and our passion for hometown. So we are so thankful to see your faces. I'm kind of freaking out. I'm so happy to see everybody. So if you have any questions,
let us know. Otherwise, have an awesome Saturday night, everybody.